We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning 11 lines down on Daf Hei Amud Beis. We finished learning the Makar for Asei Deichelei Sase. We learned the Makar is from Tzitzis, that we see allowed to place Kalayim on a Beged in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. And we see Asei of Tzitzis Deichelei Sase of Kalayim. But the problem is that the Pasuk Aleha is teaching us that Yibum is Aser by Achois Ishtai. And that is more than just Asei, that's Doich Aloy Sasa. That would be Yibum against Aloy Sasa, that's Yeshvei Karas. Achois Ishtai is a lav, that is Karas. So the Shaila is, why do you need a special limud of Aleha to teach you that Yavam is Aser by Achois Ishtai? L'chair, it's Pashat, it's Aser. How could the Asei of Yavam be Doich the Loy Sasa of Karas, of Achois Ishtai? Vaistois, that there's some kind of a car that I say is doicha loisase of Yeshvei Karas, and that's what our Gemara is going to go ahead and try to figure this out. Zok the Gemara, Eshkechan, the dochi, the osi I say, the dochi loisase greda. We find that I say comes and is doicha loisase by itself. Loisase Yeshvei Karas, hecha Eshkechan, the dochi. Where do you find that I say is doicha loisase Yeshvei Karas? The Itzrich Aleha LaMeisra, they need a Pasuk of Aleha to teach you that a Yavam is Aser and a Chais Ishtai. What do you need the Pasuk for? What would be the Havamina that Asei is Doicha, Aloy Saseh, Sheshvei Karas? It must be there's some kind of precedent for that, and therefore we need Aleha to tell us that it's Aser. V'chit Heimah, maybe you'll tell me, I'll tell you where you're learning that from. Neilf Memila. We know it's a mitzvah Bris Mila, and the halacha is Bris Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Even if the eighth day is on Shabbos, you make a Bris Mila, even though it's the Isser, the Araisa of Chabura. Stone of chabura of making a wound that has blood. It's Issa D'Raisa. Stone, we allow a person to do mila on his son. So what do you see from the Torah? That it comes to Asay of mila. It's Doicha Aloy Sasa Sheshbe Karas of Shabbos. Zag Demar, no, that wouldn't be a raya. That you wouldn't be able to learn out Yavam from there. Why? Because Mala Mila, the Asay of mila is very special. Shekein Nichesu Aleha Sholosh Esrei Brisais. If you look through the parasha of Bris Mila, it says the word Bris 13 times, which gives it a Maridig Chashivas, it's very chosh of the mitzvah say of Bris, and therefore, there, it's Taka Doicha Aloy Saseh Bekaris. But who said a regular, ordinary assay, Kaviyachal, like those things ordinary assay, but regular assay doesn't have 13 Brises, maybe that can't be Doicha Aloy Saseh Bekaris. So, let's bring a rife made from Pesach, Karban Pesach. We know Karban Pesach, if Aaron Pesach lands up on Shabbos, Karban Pesach is Doicha the mitzvah of Shabbos. You shech the carbon, and you know, shechita is the raisa, and I'll shech an animal on Shabbos. So it's doicha. It's doicha Shabbos. You see, Pesach, the mitzvah say, Korban Pesach, doicha Shabbos. So that would be the makar that I say, doicha leisach makar, that's why I need Aleha to tell you that's awesome. So I'm going, no, you can't learn that from Pesach. Ma'ala Pesach, shkein karas. The mitzvah say of Pesach is very chosh, the mitzvah say, the chi of karas. So therefore, you can't learn out to a mitzvah say of Yivam, which is not a chi of karas. It's not if you're not mekayim the asay of Yavam, you're not chay of karas. But if you're not mekayim the asay of Pesach, you're chay of karas. So tomorrow, a third try, maybe mitamid, the carbon tamid. Every day they brought the carbon tamid, including Shabbos. So you see that you can be doicha avoda of the Beis Hamikdash is doicha Shabbos. Tamid is only a mitzvah asay. It's only a mitzvah asay. So you see a mitzvah asay doicha leis asay shesh v'karas. So tomorrow, no, you can't learn from tamid either. You can't learn Yavam from Tamar either. Why? Ma'ala Tamar Shekein Tadir. This mitzvah asay is something that's consistent. Every day you have to do this mitzvah asay twice a day. So therefore, it's more chashiv than Yavam. So you can't learn from Tamar. So Mara says, Mechada Layasi. You can't learn one from one. You can't learn from Bris because that's Brisais. You can't learn from Pesach because it's Karas. You can't learn from Tamar because it's Tadir. But maybe learn from two of them. Tesi Mitarati. Learn from two of them that Asi Asay V'deich Eloi Sasesh Yeshvei Karas. Mehei Taisi, where should you learn that from? A Milo or Pesach? You want to learn from Mila and Pesach? No, she can't karas. They have a tzara shava, they both have a chumrah, they both chayav karas. Someone doesn't do the mitzvah to say a Mila is chayav karas, and someone doesn't do the mitzvah to say a Karim Pesach is chayav karas. Maybe try a Pesach with Talmud, because Talmud is no chayav karas, we're not making that mitzvah. So maybe learn a Pesach with Talmud. No, she can't tzarech gavoya. Both of them are Mila, it's tzarech gavoya, tzarech of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a big Mila. So Mersi may Mila with Talmud learn out from Mila and Talmud. There, Talmud's not chayiv karas, and Mila is not tzarek gavaya. So may learn out from Mila and Talmud. Mersi says, no, because both are Mila, shekin yesh noy lefnei adibur. They both were around, the mitzvahs were around, even before, the Asaras Dibur before the Mount Torah. Mila, we know, was given to Avraham Avinu, and Talmud We had a machlokes in Masechet Chagiga. If oila that the Klal Yisrael brought before Matan Torah, was that a oilas Ria or a oilas Tamit? So this Man Yama holds that it's an oilas Tamit. So yesh lepnei adibah ava. So are you going to ask me? And the Mar just ends with Makula Nami Shekein Das Nei Dibra. All three of them technically are before the Dibra. Pesach we had a Mitzrayim ready. Mila was Vorm Avinu, and Oilas Tamid we had before Matan Torah. So all of them are Nei Dibra. So you can't learn out from any of them. I can ask me maybe if you the Amar that was Oilas Ria, you can learn out from Mila and from Tamid because there's no Taina Yesh of Nei Dibra because Tamid was not before the Dibra. The Oila they brought in by Matan Torah in Har Sinai was Oilas Ria. So Taisus speaks about this question. Taisus says it's still a Pirfa. Oila, Mila and Tamid have a Maila, Mila and Tamid have a Maila that the Tadir over Yavam. And therefore you still have a question that these things are Tadir. And Taisus uses the same thing that why didn't the Gemara ask for other Kabbanis that are not Tamid? For example, all other Kabbanis that Decha Shabbos, the Musaf, or anything like that. Oymer Shtelechem. So he says, because also you can say the same Pirfa, those things are more Tadir, they're more Tadir, at least than Yavam. They're not Tadir like Tamid, but they're more Tadir than Yavam, and therefore Mila and Shakamonos are more Tadir, and therefore you always have that Pircha. So we're back to square one. We don't have a Makar that I say is Doicha Loisas Yeshivakaris, except for a few specific cases where it's better, for example, Mila, Pesach, and Tamid. But Lamaisa, a regular assay is not the Ula Sashivakaris. So the Shaila is, why do you need Aleha? Why need Aleha to tell you that a Yavam is Aser Bachais Ishtoi? What's the Havamina? It's Ridoicha that Issa Bachais Ishtoi. Why? Because you learn from this following limud. You learn a kibur of aim is a mitzvah saseh. And we see we need a pasuk to tell you that you don't listen to your parents to mechal Shabbos. The title to the brisa. Maybe you would say the mitzvah saseh of kibur of aim would be deicha Shabbos, the lois saseh of Shabbos. You're all chayiv in our covered. You're all chayiv in Hashem's covered. B'kvaydi means Hashem talking to all chayiv in Hashem's covered. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Rashi says from the word Ani Hashem. Ish imay v'avav tiro v'shav soysayt v'shmayru. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. My covered goes first, and therefore you have to keep Shabbos over kibud avayim. My love, I only talk about a case. The Amalei, the father told his child, Shchaitli, do a shchit with me, Basheli, do a bishul with me. And the time the cause Rachmanai Shab says to Shmoiru, Halav Achi Doichi. If not for the pasuk of Ani Hashem, we would say that what? That Kibbeim is Doicha Shabbos. What do you mean, Kibbeim? Has I say Doicha Loisa Shivakaris? Teretz is Vice Dois. I say is Doicha Loisa Shivakaris. The positive mitzvah of I say is Doicha the Loisa Shiyesh Boy. Kares, it's doicha the mitzvah lois aser shishvay kares, and you need a special pasuk to say you don't listen to your father. So here is your raya that I say doicha lois aser shishvay kares. Zok tomorrow loy, no, it's not true. This is not talking about a case where the father asked you. That's possible. Your father asked you to cook, or your father asked you to bake or to shechach. The pasuk pshat there. There's no having me to listen to your parents. Why? Because I say it's not doicha lois aser shishvay kares. So what do you need a pasuk for? Pasuk you need for something else. Loy lav de mechamer. There's a lav on Shabbos that is not Nachayev Misa. And that's the lav of Mechama Acha Behema. It means you lead your Behema somewhere. There it's really, it goes into the Isser of Ato Vehemtecho, or Shishas Vehemte Isser. And there's no Chi of Karas there because it's not a Maisa you do Begufoy. And therefore, that halach is that there it's only a lav. So that's where you have Havmina by regular lav. It's not a lav Shivakaras. There where Havmina today is like a lav, come to Pasuk here and says, no, don't listen to your parents for that. So, and therefore it's not a raya that I say is doicha lois shivakar. There's no raya to that. Someone has a problem, then there's another problem. The kaim malon, the osi asay, v'doicha lois asay, ligma mahachi loy l'itchi. Then it'd be the opposite problem. We always learn from tzitzis that I say doicha lois asay. We see from here, they're not doicha lois asay. Because you see, a Shabbos, you don't listen to the appearance, and you can't do even a lav de mechamer. And the Chesed B'Gur goes like this. That the Svara Rishayna is that Aseh is not Doicha Aloy Sasa Shiyash Bekaris. Therefore, a Pasuk doesn't have to tell you that you don't listen to the appearance there. If the Pasuk tells you that on that type of lav, Shiyash Bekaris, it must be it's because Ba'alma Aseh is Doicha Aloy Sasa Bekaris, and the Pasuk saying, no, here's an exception. But in this case, where it's a regular Aloy Sasa, we already know from other places that Ba'alma is Doicha. So here, if the Pasuk is telling you that you're not Doicha, it must be, it's coming to tell us that this is the way it is, that it's making a mistake, that really Aseh is not Doicha Aloy Sasa. And the Chari should see from here that Aseh is not Aloy Sasa. Mechitim, you'll tell me no. Shani lav the Shabbos the Chamiri, even though it's only a lav, and usually I say it's doicha, a regular lav, but it's lav the Shabbos a more chomer. And that's why you can't learn out from here to other places that I say is not doicha lo isasa. Because we're asking now like this, that if it's doing lav the mechamer, the pasuk says you don't do kibravei, makam a lav. So it should be a raya that I say is not doicha lo isasa. So maybe only by Shabbos I say it's not doicha lo isasa. Even a lav grady that's not a chorus, but still, Shabbos is more chomer. Like Rashi says, why is Shabbos more chomer? Because it says, Mechal Shabbos is like Oved Avodah Zarah. So therefore you would say that a lav by itself is dochi, but a lav is Shabbos more chomer. So Mar says, no, because you see from other places, you learn out from this drasha. You don't say Shabbos more chomer. But Tana Ba'alma Koyi V'loika Parach. The Tana learns out from here Ba'alma, and we don't ask a kasha, the Tana Unter Braisa. Yochel Oimla Ova V'hitame. If your father tells you, go into the Beis HaKvaros. Tells you to go into the basic forest, or he tells you, which is only a lav. A kutumra kayin, a kayin's not going to the basic forest, tells you to go into the basic forest, which is a lav. Oish omaloy al taxer, he tells you, don't give back the aveda, which you even a lav, loy sucha le hisale. Yochel yishmaloy, do you listen to your father? Tamaloy, ish imibavav to roh, veshab seizu tishmaru ani Hashem, kuchem chayev ikhmoidi. So we learn from here, just like by Shabbos, you don't listen to your father. By these averas also, you don't listen to your father. So what do you see? They do learn from Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is, even though Shabbos is, maybe you say it's Mocham, you still learn out from there. So now it's Shver, you should learn out from here that I say it's not Doicha, Eloi Sasa. Zok the Gemara, Ela Meshum, the Ikla Mifrach, Malahanash Kehechshah Mitzvah. The Gemara says like this, the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Betzim, we're talking about that the Pasuk that has a Havamina, that you listen to the appearance, talking about even the Raisa Chayav Karos. B'shchaitli Bashali, your father told you to Shecht or to cook. And the raya was, we said it's a raya that I say doicha lo isasa shavakaris, because why always need a pasuk to say you're not allowed to listen to your father? That was the raya. So we're saying now a new pircha. You're right, it's a raya. According to Rashi, he's saying it's a raya that I say is doicha lo isasa shavakaris. But dafka, that type of asay of kiravim, which is the mitzvah itself, is the issa shabbos, which means you told him to shecht. The father said shecht, and that's a mitzvah to shecht, the kiruvim, and that's the aver. And it's not possible to do it any other way. If you want to listen to your father, you have to shecht. Masha inkein by yibum, there's another eitza. You could do chalitza. It's efshul kayim shneim. So maybe I say is that not teicha loisasa when you have an option of chalitza. So therefore, it would not be a raya that I say is teicha loisasa when it comes to a mitzvah where it's efshul kayim shneim. And the more reason inside like this, Elam, Mishadikla Mifrach, Mala Hanach can Heksha Mitzvah. Like Rashi explains, the Oilam the Amalei Shchaitli Bashli, a full hokle itzrich aleha. The Ikalam, you don't need aleha. Why? The Ikalam Mifrach, Mala Hanach, Shchaitli Bashli, Shkin Heksha Mitzvah, Bechil Shabbos, Bakiris Loisasa, who Makayim, I say the keyboard. It's impossible to kind of mitzvah of your father without the Akira of the lav. You think litchi, aval yibum loyzev avad hechsher kiyam aseish. You can lachloitz. You can do chalitza. So come to the Firashi and the Cheshbon would be like this. Really, we have a makar that I say is doicha loyzev aseish shavakaris. We just don't have a say that's eshel kaim shteim as doicha loyzev aseish shavakaris. So that's what comes to the Firashi. Tosfos says a bunch of bumba kashas on Rashi. Kasha number one, he says that if it's iser to do yibum, there's no mitzvah chalitza either. So it doesn't apply to say, it doesn't make sense to say that there's no Yibum, but you could do Chalitza. Because you can't do Yibum, there's no Chalitza. That's Kash number one. Number two, he brings a Raya from a Gemara that's not called Efshel Kayim Shneim. Chalitza is not a Kiyum of Yibum. Chalitza Mok of Yibum is not a mitzvah. It's not a Kiyum of Yibum. It's not Efshel Kayim Shneim. Yibum is a mitzvah by itself. You're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum with Chalitza. That's Kash number two. Kash number three, Taisus asks, is that it would come out that here, that we pass and I say the Chalitza is a Karas. And we never found it anywhere, and we didn't find it anywhere. And there's another Kash from the Gemara later on. And if he has not a pshat in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, on the next year, we will speak out Taisus pshat, but we want to get through the Gemara first. Levite the Gemara, and then we'll come back to Rashi and Tosfos' pshat.